The rest of the story. Slim Williams was the last of the true Alaskan sourdoughs, drove sled dogs through the frozen wilderness round the turn of the 20th century. In such a place at such a time, you lived by cunning and died without it. You knew the threshold of your own endurance. You saw where all of the invisible boundaries lay. And then one day, Slim stepped over the line. He got it in his mind that half-dog, half-wolf would be the ideal sled dog. He got it in his mind to steal some wolf cubs right out of their den and raise them to breed with his own animals. The first part was easy. There were three of them he snatched when Mama was gone hunting. Three snarling, spitting bundles of black fur. Slim took them back to his camp, chained them among his dogs in the clearing in front of his cabin, and when night fell, Slim built a fire just big enough to light the clearing, and then he sat in the cabin doorway with his rifle leaning against the jamb, and he waited for the rescue party. He would not have to wait long, for as darkness overtook the twilight, Slim noticed that the cubs, who'd been curled up sleeping, became alert, began staring in the same direction into the shadows beyond the jumping firelight. They'd sniffed something, heard something, perhaps even seen something, but whatever had drawn their attention, why were neither Slim nor his dogs aware of it? Now, if anyone, Slim Williams knew the natural sounds of the woods in the north in the night. And yet what he slowly began to hear, so faint at first that he suspected his imagination, he had never heard before. And then gradually, fearfully, Slim identified the sounds, the voices of wolves. Largest vocabulary of just about any animal on earth. That's what wolves have. Of course, they have barks and cries and howls and whines. But the soft, subtle language Slim heard that night included eerie, guttural tones and seeming whispers. And an astonishing dictionary more. The wolf voices were everywhere, surrounding the clearing, even behind the cabin. The voices of would-be rescuers, Slim realized. But for once in his rugged, road-worn life, Slim was wrong. For in addition to talkative, wolves are smart. Smarter than any animal in the bush. Smart enough to know the odds against rescuing three cubs from a pack of dogs and a man with a gun. So what those quiet, cryptic words in the darkness were doing was teaching. Teaching. Telling the abducted little ones all of the things that there'd not been time to tell when they were snuggled safe at their mother's side. But there's one thing more that wolves can do. They can throw their voices like ventriloquists. And that's why for half an hour or so, Slim and his dogs kept looking all around them, while the wolf cub's gaze was calmly trained on a single point in the distance. For there was no pack of wolves in the shadows surrounding the clearing. There was only one. A lone mother wolf who had come to say goodbye and was then gone forever. Now you know the rest of the story.